Okay, welcome to the yoga bio and elevator pitch and getting noticed portion of our marketing series. So this call will be an hour in length, and it will include some assignment afterward to help you to get noticed and remembered. We have a handout that goes along with this, so it's a lengthy handout. But part of it is titled Get Noticed and Remembered, Yoga Bio and Elevator Speech. This is from the Yoga Business and Marketing Materials at Clayton Yoga Teacher Training. And I am your presenter, Michelle Maui. And I am, it's a pleasure to be here to have this opportunity to share like this together in this kind of setting for the benefit of yoga and the benefit of all beings everywhere. So, may it be a benefit. When we take a look at the handout, we're going to start from the back and work our way front. So the easiest way to actually pare down and come up with the elevator pitch, which is just one sentence, two, three sentences, or the tagline, which is one sentence and it's like a catchy phrase. So the purpose, of course, is keeping your audience engaged. You want to give them the Scheherazade effect, which is just, wow, they just feel really, you know, that warm, tingly feeling from you. They feel your authenticity and they feel connected to you. So, and then many other things happen from that. So it's that point of possibility, really, people feeling that anything is possible. And being around that kind of energy gets very attractive. So we would call somebody like that charismatic, because, you know, it just pushes you to want to have more, be more, do more, see more. When we are coming up with our own bio material and elevator pitch, we're going to start on page 7 of 8 and then work our way back and go from there. So there was a little baby caterpillar that was joining our call, and I was just looking right now for it. It just flew. It just looks like it's crawling, but it just took off. Okay, so the credibility is the first thing you want to establish. For example, let's say you went to a community college versus Harvard or one of these more recognized schools. So how would you present your material in the best light? That means before sharing with people about your vulnerabilities or weaknesses, you want to get to share from a strong place. So you're going to go with the strength-based model and talk about your credibilities. So this might be anywhere from you were a lifeguard in high school and you have your Red Cross certification. You could be a teacher in any other field. Maybe you taught elementary school. Also, you might amaze yourself if you just slow down and think about all the things that you've accomplished in this life. I know so many times we'll say, but I'm not that credible as a yoga teacher. I don't have that much experience. And how am I going to build and start from a place without experience? And then that becomes a point of powerlessness. So what we want to do is talk about our strengths from where we are at, and anything is possible. So I had a student who was a drama student. She was really loved to act and still does. And she makes an amazing yoga teacher because she's really good at acting, but she wanted to learn how to do yoga. So how to start from a place that hasn't begun and build your credibility. Thinking about stuff where time just goes by. You know, you can't get it all done because there's just so much interest in the field as a whole. You'd like everybody to succeed, and you have a lot of joy that comes about just from thinking about those things. So take some time, think about your accomplishments, how you have made a difference for the world up till this point, and the relevant experiences that you have. Talk about any honors. Maybe you got awarded, and when I was in sixth grade, I got the citizenship award along with Nikki Stetzer, and that was really surprising. I didn't think out of everybody in the school I was going to get picked for the citizenship award. That felt really out of the blue and really special. Also, we have covered the hero. So things that you are pulled to, your values, teachers that you've studied with in the past that have motivated you. Maybe you've studied with, I had a teacher who came back from Vietnam and had one leg, and that was interesting. That was in seventh grade, and he was a pretty intense guy, and that definitely changed my outlook. Just taking some time to not put any shoulds on this. When you are presenting to the public, you want to start by writing a larger essay. So longer sentences are fine. Your biography comes first, and then from there we pare it down to your elevator pitch. So we start out bigger, and that's going to be the assignment in the coursework tonight. So I want you to write, again, 500 words on starting the first paragraph on all of your credibilities, all of the things that you feel very good about accomplishing. It could be that you're a great mother of four and you're very dedicated to that. You've got children a span of 20, 25 years apart. We had a student who had her oldest was actually 25 years apart from her youngest. So she's just really dedicated to that role. Then the next thing we're going to do is gathering the raw material. So on page 6 of 8, if you were to look at the handout, this is how yoga and you relate to the matter at hand. So there's a lot of questions that you can look at and learn from here. It's has to do with your personal mission, which again comes from your values, being true to yourself is always the best in this exercise. What keeps you practicing through the days, the months, the years? What legacy would you like to leave behind? That could be a great question to ask. The benefits that you want to get from practicing the yoga. And again, I'm just reading off of the sheet here, so you can listen to both the sound of this audio, my voice, and look at the handout as well. So it's a top section on yoga and you, questions to help you gather raw materials for your bio. All right, great. And then branding can come out of this exercise too. So that's your particular niche. What is it about you in particular that you could say over and over again to others that would greatly be a benefit, would add value, and kind of have a classic undertone, like creating for corporate yoga, we create a personal program for companies' unique needs. So we really want to get in there and build a relationship, not just kind of drop off, you know, show up, teach a yoga class, see you later kind of deal, but really build a connection and a rapport with our clientele. So that's a lot about branding. And you've probably heard that term before, your brand. And, you know, branding comes naturally when you work at this, and it takes work. So I know you're thinking, oh, this is so hard. I don't want to do this. I want to watch a movie or just lay around. But you will be glad for pushing yourself. So I encourage you to go the extra mile. Because branding will result from that when you do it, when you just write and rewrite and write some more. So answering these questions, your special you, how yoga and you pertain to each other. And again, sorry for the background noises. Sometimes it's peaceful, sometimes it's noisy. Your audience, for whom would you recommend taking your classes? For what type of person or student? Who is your ideal client? What benefits does your student or client get working with you? So you see how one exercise can kind of already build on another, because this had to do with a presentation exercise, which dealt with answering these very same questions. So you can go back to that exercise. You can get some information from those answers and put it in here too. What style of yoga do you teach? How does your class look like? What is the special about them? So just telling you a little bit of a story about perfecting or honing in on my craft. When I taught yoga, I didn't want to appear above the students. I wanted to get on their level. My passion was being the everyday, I guess, yoga teacher people could relate to, that didn't make them feel inferior or that they couldn't do this. So motivating my clients and giving them their own mission back to them is always been a strong component of expanding success in my business, in my field. So the style of yoga that I teach is the vinyasa, and what I love is about playing the edge. And when we work with students at their edge and ask them to breathe and stay calm, they're getting an opportunity to become empowered themselves. And the non-dogmatic aspect of the vinyasa, what I really love is having, say, 10 or 12 people in a class, and then there's some beginning students and some more intermediate students and some advanced students. And then the different postures that I would present that would be accessible to all of them at one time. So that's just magic to me. I love that. And then the way that that ties in together through the piece of mindfulness. So everybody, every one of us resonates to mindfulness and feels more empowered when we are settled in the present moment, when we can approach our own edge, whether we're doing Utkatasana with a double bind into a side arm balance pose, which is really beautiful, or just a simple taking Malasana squat. Both of those styles, because let's face it, every one of us is getting older. Every one of us is going to age and get sick. Every one of us faces immortality. So you could do all the fancy poses in yoga that you want, but it's not that. It's about the stillness of mind, the presence of peace, and the mindfulness. So just giving more shape and expansion to your yoga bio essay, we want to start to write, and again, write some more and write some more. And again, some of the reasons is to establish credibility, introducing yourself to your audience, communicating who you are and what you do. If you look at the about page at claytonyoga.com, www.claytonyoga.com, and click on that about page, you'll see there's a lot of language there that is basically my bio. So it talks about how I was in sports and now I want to work with a cooperative model, and I feel like that's a lot more fun. And I want you to get inspired also by other people's yoga bios. So there's a more condensed yoga bio page that I'd like you to go to. It's called Meet the Teachers, and that's also at claytonyoga.com. And on that page, you'll see a condensed yoga bio, probably, say 30 words. Maybe 100 words or 80 words. But we're going to do the 500 word to start, and then we're going to bring it into the training the next day. So tonight, after this call, I want you to write up 500 words and put it all out there, all of your accreditations, all of your points of credibility. What are those things that you're really proud of? Try not to censor it right now. Like, oh, that sounds more, yoga oriented. Just have fun, because this is going to be more representative of like a confident who you are. And then in that, you're going to give permission to others to be who they are. So that's the whole name of this game, is really owning your light. Because when you do that, you're going to give other people permission to own their light. So yoga is about pratyahara, turning inside, and practicing yoga is about not looking outside, not competing. And I know we say it 100 times, but especially when writing your bio, I know for me, it's very tempting to look outside, to compete, to want to sound great. So what I wanted to do instead is to ring true for you. Okay? And to that end, we're going to build and use our bio, and what we'll use our bio on is a couple of different things. We're going to use it on a website, we're going to use it on online directories, we're going to use it possibly for promotional materials such as workshops, retreats, class events. Excuse me, just took a sip of tea. We're going to use it on business cards. And here's a little tickle bug here on my notebook. We're going to use it on flyers. I think we mentioned that already. There's, of course, social media. There are umpteen different ways to utilize and enjoy it. So again, thank you for bearing with me with the background noises. This is a Sunday afternoon and it's about 3:30. I'm sitting in front of a church and this beautiful neighborhood downtown. It's not downtown. It's more like U City, the Loop in St. Louis. Beautiful, beautiful day. Just these little animals, like I was saying, that little caterpillar was here a moment ago. Okay, so getting noticed in the elevator speech. So a couple examples, paring it down. I help women above 50 get fit and increase flexibility. So do you see the way that it really targets on a particular type of person, an age group, and then specifically what will you accomplish in that session? Here are a few more examples. I help creative entrepreneurs to get more organized, because that's a big problem with entrepreneurs. It's like, firsthand, energy gets scattered, nothing gets done. So you can't work on 8 projects at once. You're not going to get very far. You're going to get excited, and then you're going to get tired. Excited, and then tired. So you want to sustain your work output. So you're noticing I'm making some progress every day, pushing that, kind of like that hustle energy, just putting it out there every day and making it go better. I show go-getters how to get noticed and promoted. One of the things about an introvert especially if they're really great yoga teacher, is the quality of being extroverted. It is difficult. It is really hard to put yourself out there. And that's the 3:30 bell, and get noticed. So this working in this setting and this teacher training, it's so much easier as a group to be there and be supporting each other. It's so much fun. Please take advantage of this time and feel that group energy to help each other, because especially for those authentic, intuitive, or introverted people, not that extroverts are not authentic, but they can have a really rough time with this, getting noticed and not coming across as a completely out of character person. So we want to build that confidence. We're going to start with our yoga buddy and share with our essay. We're going to work on fine-tuning it together as a group. But we need to bring a bulk of material in with us, some material so we can work with it. Then what I'd like us to do is a mock brochure. So we're going to have a description, 3 columns. And there's a sample that I am looking at here. And it's going to have the classes offered, the dates, the times, the description briefly of the class, the cost, contact, point of contact, how to get in touch with, ways to receive payment. So, is it only a cash business? And on the right-hand column, a little description paragraph about the bio of the instructor, and then a couple of testimonials, which you're going to gather from the teacher training students, because you will have been there for each other, practicing and receiving. So we don't do the testimonials until the very end, and it's a great idea. So if you are not currently teaching yoga, I would like you to start teaching. Even if you want to scoop up your husband or you want to work with your family, that is how great things start. They start small. My teacher, Johnny Kess, started teaching family and friends. Started small. So his classes are not small now. And then to the left of the brochure, why take yoga? So we're going to be writing up a description how yoga is a wonderful complement to most therapeutic modalities. It's a great successful enterprise in that it is really about going at your own pace. And hang on 1 second. Okay, it's getting windy. And by the time we get through this, we're going to have with us an elevator speech, a brochure, a bio, a passionate why. We're also going to have a specialty, be able to describe your brand as opposed to anyone else's. So we're going to have developed more of a niche. And what is it in particular that you have to offer versus just another gym yoga teacher showing up to make everybody feel good? So I am excited for you to start writing your yoga bio this evening. And I'd recommend putting some nice candlelight, nice calm surrounding background, nice music, relaxing, just into your true self and making it shine. So have a great time with it. And if you've got any questions, bring your questions with you. But definitely do Be patient with yourself and definitely take a look and rewrite it. Make sure it's clear for others to be able to read your writing. It's important. We don't want to show up with something that even we can't understand and is needing a lot more work. So try to bring in some good stuff, good material with you. If you work a little harder at it, you'll get more out of it as a result. And it is the handout that goes along with it is the Yoga Business Marketing Materials, Getting Noticed and Remembered, the Yoga Bio and Elevator Speech. So you will probably have a handout of that with you on the way out the door before you listen to this evening audio. Okay, thanks very much and see you in training tomorrow. Namaste.